NASA today begins a series of tests to try to recreate what happened 81 seconds into the launch of the Space Shuttle Columbia. Videotapes show a piece of insulating foam broke loose from a fuel tank and struck the shuttle's left wing. A few weeks ago, NPR's David Kestenbaum witnessed a dry run of the upcoming tests, which could be a key to understanding why the shuttle came apart.
A piece of foam the size of a briefcase is about to be shot out of what is essentially a giant BB gun at nearly 500 miles an hour. The tests are being performed for NASA here at Southwest Research Institute in San Antonio, Texas, and they're being done outdoors by a little hill with some cacti on it. This is Scott Mullen, one of the researchers here.
You got to realize this is a gun system, so we generate a lot of pressure. We throw pieces and stuff around, so you can't just put it into a small building. You beat the building up or you potentially blow the walls off and stuff.
The gun doesn't look like one. There's a blue tank, like a big beer keg, that gets filled with nitrogen gas under pressure. It's that gas that will propel the foam. The muzzle is maybe 20 feet long. When the real tests begin, it will be pointed at a piece of the space shuttle's wing.
Now, what you're going to hear when we get to the point of actually shooting the gun is Larry's going to give a countdown. He's going to say, we're going to fire on zero. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. The gas release mechanism here takes about a couple of seconds after he says zero before the gun actually shoots.
There's a guy with a laptop sitting under a red umbrella.
He's one of the support guys from NASA. He's behind that protective wall there. He'll be okay there.
From the video of Columbia's launch, engineers think they know how big the foam was, how fast it was going, but they don't know exactly where it hit or how much damage it could have done. At the time, mission engineers concluded the foam strike didn't pose a danger. The leading theory now for what went wrong is that the block of foam created a crack in the wing or dislodged something. When the shuttle re-entered the atmosphere for landing, super hot air flowed into the wing and began to melt the supporting structure. There is evidence supporting this. Sensors show part of the wing got hot during re-entry, and radar data shows that some object came off the shuttle while it was in orbit. The question is, could a piece of foam that weighed only a pound or two do that kind of damage? The tests may provide an answer.
What we're trying to do is simulate as best we can what happened in the accident. But, you know, if we do a test out here and there's, like, zilcho damage, then they're going to have to go back and look at it and say it was something else.
Scientists who work with the types of materials used to make the shuttle's wings say they aren't sure what the outcome of the test will be. The wing's leading edge is made up of something called reinforced carbon-carbon. It's lighter than aluminum, stronger than steel, can withstand temperatures of thousands of degrees, but it's less than a half inch thick. Harold Gaiman, a retired admiral who is heading NASA's investigation, said this week that the wing will be wired up with sensors and instruments to make sure no damage is missed in the tests.
For example, I could pound on this table with a sledgehammer and not do any damage to the table but break a leg. Same thing could be true of the leading edge system. We could hit the outside of the leading edge system and not do any damage to it, but we could break the support structure, break a bolt, break a pin, in which case we would have something flapping in the breeze, which might come off later.
If you hold a piece of the foam, it's hard to imagine it doing any damage. It's so light it seems to barely exist. On the other hand, it was moving so fast, its momentum was probably equivalent to a briefcase filled with papers traveling at 100 miles an hour. The dry run begins on schedule.
All right, I'm standing about 150 feet from the muzzle of the gun. The umbrella comes down. The NASA guys are running over our way.
A white blur hits the metal target that's standing in for the wing and bounces off into the woods, shattering like a snowball when it hits the trees. It left only a smudge on the metal. The engineers say the foam hit its mark within a quarter inch or so. The test starting today will take at least a couple months to complete. If the engineers succeed in breaking some part of the shuttle wing, it could solve the mystery of what happened to the Columbia shuttle, but they'll also know they may have recreated the event that led to the death of seven people. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, San Antonio, Texas.